I wanted to take a moment out to address any concerns you might have about the future of the show, especially how things have gone over the past several months. The TLDR of this is, I've been very busy since the start of the year, but that should now be over. Okay, if you want more details, that's what I get into, but suffice to say, things should go back to a relative value of normalcy soon. Okay, so as I've mentioned before, I've been writing a book. I started on it during the pandemic. Everybody else learned how to make bread. I said I'm going to write a book. I'm finally going to do that. I had been tinkering with this little short story for some time, and as I was working on it, an idea came to me, and it sort of evolved into a much, much larger full-length story. So over the next couple of years, I spent a lot of time developing it, the concept of it, the world of it, everything. And then I was writing bits and pieces as we went along. I find that's a good way to help find out where the obstacles are, is if you start writing it and seeing where am I running into problems. I'm not the kind of person who sits down and outlines everything at the start. I have a more of a sculptor kind of approach to writing. Anyway, starting in April of 2023, I said, I'm at the point where I can now write this whole thing. And so I began working on it. And it was a story, it was a start, middle, and end. 6 acts in total to tell my story. And what I realized after a while was that 6 acts was too big for this book. So I cut it in half. Then I worked on it some more and realized 3 acts was too much for this book. So I removed the 3rd act from that. Then, as I approached the end of the year, I realized 2 acts was too big for this book. So, the first act had to, in fact, be the first book. Except, the first act was written to be a first act, not a self-contained story. The point of it all was to set things up for what you were getting afterwards. Well, obviously, that couldn't work anymore. You can't say, here's the first volume, and it's all about stuff for later on, so just trust me on this. You know, it's got to be something that not only can stand on its own, but is deserving enough to say, I want to see more. So the end of the year came, as my goal was to get this thing done by the end of the year. End of the year came, and I said, well, technically it's done, but I have worked on this now. So I had to completely rewrite the book. So this was an involved process. It was essentially how to take what was meant to just be an introduction and turn it into a self-contained story, part of a larger story. And so I spent about 10 weeks working on that, coming up with new concepts, ways of fleshing it out, finding out the strengths of it. And I have to say, the process of doing that, of forcing myself to have to reconsider it, has made it much better than what it would have been if I would have just been able to say, oh, I'll just take the first act and I guaranteed it'll be published. I don't have to do anything more with it. No, this was much, much better because I was forced to change it and treat the first act as something else. The upshot was that after 10 weeks, which is put it, to the first week of March, I approached some beta readers and said, can you read this for me and tell me what you think? As when you've been writing it, you don't have a very good perspective on it because you intuitively know things. And this was an extremely important part of it because the feedback I got immediately was, it's too hard to follow. So I took that on board and reconsidered everything that I'd been told and said, okay, I'm going to have to rewrite this again to make sure that people can follow it because I need to, have all of these things in here, but I can't be confusing people. That's not the way it works. I'm not Terry Gilliam. People aren't paying me to confuse them. So this required a complete reconsideration of how I wanted to structure things. Also, some other feedback came in, and I decided to make some other tweaks in response to that. So essentially, this third version of it was a completely different thing from what the second one was, which is a completely different thing from what the first one was. And another issue is the fact that it was much longer than what I wanted it to be. And so it became a case of going through and what can I take out? What is not necessary here? And that's not easy to do because, again, you see things differently than everyone else does. And so it forces you to then really say, is that needed? This process, again, I think makes the book better because it forced me to go into every scene and say, why is this here? Because I knew if I couldn't come up with a satisfactory reason, it had to go. This thus forced me to make scenes that I liked better. It wasn't enough that I liked them. They had to earn their place. It also meant that any scene that had to do something also had to be worthwhile in and of itself. In other words, a scene might be necessary for something else to happen later on, but even though it's important, even though it's load-bearing, that scene has to justify itself with itself. That is, it has to be enjoyable in isolation. It can't simply be there because it has to be. Of course, you know, this is me showing my lack of experience. You know, I understand a lot of the principles, but as I was actually doing it, not acting on them was a sign that I hadn't yet fully developed my instincts. For example, I realized that I needed to have a character appear early in the book so that the reader will understand their significance more when they come up again. But the scene wasn't very interesting in and of itself. It's a load-bearing scene, and it's short, but nevertheless, it doesn't meet the criteria. It has to be changed so that reading it is interesting. Basic idea, but, you know, it took my evolution over a period of 11 months in order to reach that point. Okay, but even doing that, eventually I reached a point where there's just nothing else I can remove. I had two scenes, in fact, two fairly long scenes, that I finally said, I'm going to condense and combine them so that together they can serve their purpose, but not take up quite so much room. And so that's, trying to figure out how I can trim this thing down. I set the goal of being no longer than Leviathan Wakes, because I feel like the book is kind of in the same spirit as Leviathan Wakes was. So I said, that aim for that. Don't be longer than that, at least, I should say. I didn't think to pad it out to that length. It was, how do I trim it down to that? And so frequently I would come to a point where I'd say, all right, I need to remove 1,000 words right now. So I will remove 3 words from every page. So I have to go through every single page of the book to take 3 words out. And that reduces it by 1,000 words. That takes a little while. Because, again, we got to get limited there, but I don't have any more scenes I can cut out. Every scene in there has to be in there. And as I'm putting things around and revising things and such, I say, okay, I reached a point where it was, I have to remove 2% of this book to get it down to my goal. So I have to remove 2% of every chapter. This forced me to go back and really examine every scene to say, am I starting it too soon? Am I ending it too late? Are there details to it that don't need to be there? Things, again, that forced me to make improvements. It didn't have to start that soon. It could start at the important part. Context is good, but the context doesn't need to have 500 words. Context could sometimes be just a couple sentences. So, but that takes time. And so that's why I rewrote the whole thing in about 10 weeks. And then I revised it over almost that same length of time. Even though all the plot and everything was there and all the stuff, it was where can I cut? How can I move all of that stuff? That took a lot of time. And that has been a big thing that has dominated my whole life since the start of the year, is trying to get this finished, because I knew if I got distracted, I wasn't going to get back to it in a reasonable time, and I will have essentially everything that I've done for it been wasted. You know, it would be at a point where there'd be no point. So that's why I devoted to it. And I haven't compromised on what I've been doing with the show. I want to make that clear. The reason why I would rather do a re-upload than write a new script is because I didn't want to create a lower quality script. I wanted every show that I put out to be the best that I could do, like always. But I didn't have the time to devote to it that I normally would. So that's why we've had a bit more repeats throughout this year. So that's just kind of what came with it. You know, I didn't want to be a hack and put out lower quality stuff with my regular work while I'm trying to make this other thing the best that it could be. But yeah, at this point, this is almost certainly the final version. I've sent it off to get beta read again to just make sure that I haven't fucked it up in some way. But barring some, you know, massive thing that I've completely missed on, it should essentially be done. And then once I make any tweaks based upon my beta readers' feedback, then it's just a matter of finding representation, finding a publisher, and all of that. So in other words, no needing to go back in there and say, I need to remove three words from every page again. Some of the tricks, I'm not sure to be proud or ashamed of this, but one thing, for instance, where I reduced the word count by something like 350 words, was by taking the name of a character whose name consisted of two words and just combined them into one word. So by doing that, because his name was mentioned like 350 times, I saved 350 words by combining two words into one. So yeah, it's not that I'm not been focused. Well, that's probably not a bad way to put it. It's not that I didn't care about the show, but my attention was going in, you know, having to focus equally on completely different things. And there's only so much time in the day. And everything else has just been completely cut off. You know, I've been looking forward to seeing the Fallout series. I have not seen a minute of that. I've been wanting to catch up on a lot of the shows that I used to watch. I haven't watched any of them. You know, playing video games? No. I collect video games that never get played. Some of them that never get installed. You know, just between running this show on one hand and trying to write a novel on the other, under these conditions has been very difficult. And that's why, if it seems like the seams have been showing, that's why. I'm sorry that it reached that point, but it has. So, as of the time that I'm recording this, we get six restorations for this entire week. Some of the stuff that's not anywhere at all, you know, didn't get up there. Other stuff is being shotgunned by advertisements on Daily Motion, so that's getting cleaned up for this. I'm not going to lie, I'm exhausted, and I'm going to be taking a few days off so that I can go back to giving the show 100% of my attention and try to pick up where I was trying to go with it at the start of the year before I realized I had fucked up. So that's why we are where we're at. That's why things have been as they were and how I'm going to be no longer having that situation, I hope. So thank you all for your patience during all of this. I really appreciate it. It's been a very, very stressful time. And I'm pleased that all of you have been so understanding. So thank you all so much. Summer is coming and we've got lots of things to do over it. And I hope you enjoy the directions that we go with it. And I hope when I can finally get published that you will enjoy my novel as well.